Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Levi, co-owner of Levi's for Floors in Columbus, Ohio, serving the central Ohio area. Tom, how you doing?
Well today. Yeah.
So you're back. I know you've got a place in Florida that you try to escape to, but you've had to be up there, kind of been thrown back into the controlling decision-maker for a little while, haven't you?
The decisions aren't bad. It's doing the damn work that's hard. Yeah, unfortunately, one of my partners had to go in for knee surgery. He's been gone for all of February and all of March and just got back about 10 days ago. And then my son had a baby, his first child, down in Florida. His wife's premature, and he got trapped down there. And he's been in lockdown up here in the house with her and the baby once they got back and still hasn't been back to work. So it's been quite an interesting latter part of January, February, March, and now going into April for me. I'm not used to doing this. I'm getting too old for this, Kim.
Yeah, I know. Let me catch up on a couple of things. So first, though, just personally, for a quick second, I want to mention that you and I were working on a little project, you know, almost, I guess, about a year ago, and then you just disappeared on me because you had a little illness and were put in the hospital for a while, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got a touch of Legionnaire's disease and got put in the hospital and had to go through some recoup for a while. And to be honest with you, I even don't even remember being in the hospital that much, and we were there 10 days. I feel a lot better now. To get hit with that in August and then turn around and get hit with this coming in February like it did this year, it's been quite the challenge for somebody who's getting my age.
Yeah, well, one of the things you've got is a lot of passion for the business. A lot of people, even executives in this business, like to call you and ask you what's going on in the trenches. First, before we get into what's going on with the virus, quick profile your business. You do have Levi's for Floors. That's an NFA. You're a member there. You also have a Carpet One store. And like I say, you service Central Ohio. How many stores do you have now?
Six right now we're operating out of, with both units.
All right. Are you still Stainmaster Flooring?
Yeah, we're Stainmaster Flooring Center and NFA member, promote both of those.
When you talk about your business, I know you sell better in goods. You do a lot of advertising. If you had to take your whole business, how much of it is residential replacement?
Right around 80% in residential replacement business.
And the rest is builder?
Strictly custom builder.
Uh-huh, okay.
High-end custom builder.
Yeah.
As well as commercial division that does some business.
Another quick thing, just on the profile, you love carpet. You've always been passionate about carpet. You know a lot about it. How much is carpet of your business now, before the virus? How much of your business is carpet?
Well, in 2019, I believe it was 58% of our business.
Yeah.
And this year, it's going to be pretty much the same. Our target was 62 to 65%. For 19, and I think we ended up right at 58%. So the majority of our business is soft surface, no doubt.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on with the COVID virus and how it's affected your business. You told me before this interview you've gotten yourself considered an essential business, so you've stayed open, right?
Yeah, I think Ohio may have been one of the top five states to try to be a little bit out in front of lockdowns. I think, Kemp, you and I have talked before, you know, we run our business on a 1, 3, and a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we're in the midst of changing our 1 and 3 year plan right now with this virus thing that we're going to deal with.
Right.
It caught everybody, I think, not as a shock, but I think the severity of it really put some people back on their heels. We tried to take a look at it when it got announced in the state, and I believe that was the second week of March, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And then they really rolled it out around the 15th, I believe, of March. But we have what we call essential businesses here, and when we went through and we looked at it, my attorneys looked at it from a standpoint and state, the feedback we got was the state would qualify as an essential business due to the amount of insurance work and high-end residential and or some of our commercial work or jobs we had to do. We had to utterly change the way we do business. We did that and have been operating on it up through today. We got changes coming, I guess, the first week of May that we'll see where those end up with and go from there.
You're talking about changes from the governor?
Well, the governor, whether it's the governor enforcing the regulations on a statewide basis under the influence of the federal government, I think that's basically what's been going on. As I said, we were a little bit ahead of the curve, but the timing was terrible. The weekend that it started, we had a private letter sale going out that basically really affected that when they put a lockdown on. We still did some business. We've implemented our plan, and we think we're going to be fine. It's a matter of time.
I got three questions for you. First off, as far as personnel, did you dial back a little bit? Did you furlough? Did you file for PPP? What did you do there with your personnel?
We did not furlough one person.
Okay.
We actually hired one person, and we are hiring another one this week.
Okay.
So we've been hiring people.
Yeah.
Our plan literally was, okay, how do you make this work? Safety of A, our customers, B, our employees and service personnel being the utmost importance. Mm-hmm. We adapted that in all of our stores within the first 48 hours. Our cleaning guy does 24-hour cleaning, wipe downs in all of our stores.
Yeah.
We have hand sanitizers, masks, and or gloves in stores.
Yeah.
We go to calls. We make private appointments. We have special hours for seniors and or vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
We have private showroom hours. We have public showroom hours. We're developing virtual showrooms for the internet.
Without Tyler's help?
I didn't say he wasn't working.
Okay.
I said he wasn't here.
Ah, I got you. Okay. All right. So, two more quick questions before we run out of time. Want to know, just if you had to guess, how far off as a percentage do you think your business is in April?
I think the target, if I project out, I think we'll be probably 15 to 16% off in April.
That's not bad. Hey. You ought to be happy with that. You know, we're hearing the average. This is coming from some people that are major suppliers to the business, that soft surface is off 50% in April, and hard surface is off 30% in April. So if you're off 15, that's really good. That's fantastic.
As I said, our plan was implemented. Q1, we were up, even with March.
Yeah, so was the business.
So we ended up, and not big, but we were up around 2% for Q1.
Uh-huh.
April has been a challenge because of the operating environment we're under and or the lockdown. We figured we were going to be off 30%, so we were very happy with where we are. I need to finish out the last 2 days strong. If I just do what I did, I'm going to be off about 18% or something like that. So
okay.
I feel pretty good with it, though.
All right, so what's the recovery going to look like, you think?
I think it's a new business because the competition is going to change. That was one of the reasons we were absolutely critical that we stayed in business and opened and not close our doors and operate under essential. You know me, Kemp. I was not going to sit back and close my doors and leave Home Depot and Lowe's open.
That's right.
That was not going to happen.
Thank you for saying that.
Listen, there was no way I was going to let that happen in this market.
Yeah. Don't you think, I mean, listen, the house has been the last bastion for security. It's where people have been working, they've been teaching, it's their shelter. Don't you think they're going to come back and say, hey, I'm not going on vacation this year. How about we spend a little money on the house? Don't you think that's going to happen?
Let me tell you how much we believe in that. We doubled our budget for marketing, advertising, digital presence in the end of the last 2 weeks of March, all of April, May, and the first 2 weeks of June. We have doubled our budget, which led to us tripling the amount of penetration we get in this market from TV, digital. Everything that we're doing has been based on the consumer sitting at home watching or being on the internet looking up things. Our analytics for Google are through the roof right now. We're number one in the market, but it's an investment we had to make. And we are in the midst of remodeling stores, too, while all this is going on. Our biggest benefit of all this is we have an extremely strong balance sheet going into it. We didn't have to worry about that. From that standpoint, we invested in it.
Yeah.
I believe that Q2, once this gets over. Now, when we say that, I think, Kemp, we have to keep in mind that everybody talks about a flare-up.
Resurgence.
Yes. And those are the unknowns.
Yeah.
But at the same time, everybody that knows me knows that I'll gamble. I just believe that people are fed up, sitting in their homes, want to get back to some kind of normalcy, and yet they've sat in those homes and decided. You mentioned hard surface. Our business through the roof with hard surface right now. Started advertising it in March.
This is exactly why I wanted to talk to you. I appreciate you spending time with us. And I'm going to check in with you and see if you've advertised and paid off here in a couple of months. And it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Tom Levi, co-owner of Levi's for Floors, based in Central Ohio. And you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.